At DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, we're looking for MBA students who want to own the room, not just be in it. Run the business, not just the meeting. Because our professors bring real business challenges into the classroom, at Keller, what you learn today can unlock the leader inside you tomorrow. It's what makes us different on purpose. Keller Graduate School of Management. Learn more at keller.edu.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Szepkowski. The Bulls are 3-1 on the season and go for win number 4 tonight. They're in Charlotte to take on the Hornets. It's a Hornets squad that's looking for their first win of the year as they'll enter tonight's contest 0-3, 6 o'clock tip time for that one. Bears and Chargers this coming Monday night in San Diego. Today, Sam Acho met with reporters at Halas Hall and described what the Bears will miss in Matt Forte.
Matt's an unbelievable guy. He's a leader. He's a guy you hear about when you play in the NFL. You hear about this guy, just his character. I played with a guy like that in Larry Fitzgerald when I was in Arizona. And as I've got a chance to know him better, his leadership has really stood out.
The Chargers haven't won since October 4th, and they'll be without their leading receiver, Keenan Allen, as Allen today was placed on season-ending IR due to a lacerated kidney. Running back Brandon Oliver, linebacker Torrick Williams, also sent to IR by the Chargers today. Blackhawks off tonight. They host the Blues at United Center tomorrow. Today, the Buffalo News reports that Patrick Kane's accuser no longer cooperating in the rape investigation. NFL today, Ken Wisenhunt fired by the Titans. He went just 3-20 in a year and a half as Tennessee's head coach. Joseph Randall, the troubled running back of the Cowboys, released today. The Browns are expected to start Johnny Manziel against Cincinnati on Thursday night, and the trade deadline came and went at 3 p.m., and no deals were done. Rumors were that Joe Thomas was very close to being sent to Denver, but the Broncos could not make Thomas's salary fit under the salary cap. Major League Baseball news today. Dusty Baker agrees to be the manager of the Nationals. The Brewers exercise their option on first baseman Adam Lind, and Terry Collins gets a 2-year extension from the Mets after leading them to the National League pennant. The scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And join the score in Dos Equis at another round in Downers Grove Thursday for Thursday night kickoff party from 7 to 9 p.m. Come by, register for a chance to win a two-hour appearance by a score personality and a $500 Visa gift card. Brought to you by Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends. I'm Nick Szczepkowski, and you're listening to the Radio Home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K for kids.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
NFL columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
This is a different Jay Cutler than what I think we've seen the first 6 years here.
Hub Arkish.
I had a breakfast pizza here this morning that was so good your brains would fall out. It was really great stuff.
Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Hub is brought to you by Napleton's River Oaks Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Ed Napleton, second and none since 1931.
At Hub Arkish on Twitter, runs at Shy Football, ChicagoFootball.com. He's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. And it appears, Hub, that through seven games and their bye week, the Bears have reached the, well, this is who we are stage.
Yeah, well, I mean, fortunately, they're being realistic about it.
Anyway, right.
You know, although, are they? I mean, I was listening to you guys with Zach a little while ago, and you know, you hear this stuff about, you know, two plays in one game in 3 minutes and whatever. This is who they are, but I think that we each, either as analysts or fans or media, have to make a decision. Are they a team that is that close and just needs to learn or figure out a way to make those plays, and then they're going to be really good? Or are they a team that is maxing out the production capabilities that they have right now, and that's why they continue to be a couple plays or 2 minutes too short? And I tend to think it's the latter, not the former. I don't think this thing is really close right now.
I guess the conversation started up because I was sort of, you know, I caught a little bit of the Vikings this year here and there, you know, this is the first time I actually could sit down and watch the entire Viking game and not be wandering around looking for other things. I did a little bit, but watched most of it. And I was sort of disappointed in them. I guess the point was that, you know, really, you don't have to be that good because they were supposed to be good, you know, and now they're 5-2. And I look at them and I'm just not impressed. I don't know if you are. I'm just not.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. I write this column every Monday, Sunday night, Monday, where I rewatch the game 3, 4, 5 times, try and take out my little checklist, break down every player, give them grades. And I do think the Vikings are going to be really good. You got to remember, their two best offensive linemen have been on injured reserve. Everybody has injuries, I know, but I'm just saying what they're playing with. Their two best offensive linemen on injured reserve, they got a rookie playing center. Not a rookie, but they've got a young, untested guy playing center. They had a rookie out at left tackle, and then right tackle, and Clemmings got hurt, so they're down to their third guy there. Defensively, I'm actually very impressed by him. What I was really disappointed in, I thought Teddy Bridgewater sucked.
I did too.
He missed a lot of open guys. Yeah.
I did too.
But it's even more than that, guys. Look at his arm. He does not have an NFL arm. I mean, you know, one of the reasons I can say with complete confidence that even if he overcomes every other challenge that he faces in life, Johnny Manziel is never going to be an NFL quarterback because he's got a rag for an arm. And Bridgewater's kind of the same way. I don't know if he can throw the ball 50 yards in the air. I really was disappointed in that because I expected better. And I think that's the limiting factor for that football team right now.
Yep. I sort of looked in and said, you know, that's my guy. I liked him at Louisville. I liked everything about him. I liked his leadership. I liked the way he handled himself, all this stuff. And yet, Hub, when you watched him, son, you just didn't look at that arm and say, oh, man, it just wasn't. Even though he completed big passes when he had to, he did make throws. And I'm thinking, oh, boy, they should have been somebody. I don't know how you could miss that kind of throw. But anyway, he made him. But still, I just don't see it. And I don't know what I saw, but I don't see it now.
Well, you know, Terry, you're right. He made the big plays, but, I mean, the biggest play of the game was that little kind of half sidearm, half three-quarter flip to Diggs where McManus is falling down.
Yes.
You know, and plays like that. I'll tell you the other thing that really caught me about that game, because the more I watched it, saying to myself, wow, the Bears defense played really well. I mean, the Vikings, until there were 5 minutes left in the game, had 200 yards of offense. You got to do something right on defense. Part of what happened is, I'm a big Norv Turner fan, but how the hell, you got Adrian Peterson averaging 5.2 yards a carry, and you only give him the ball 20 times. I mean, if they had just fed Peterson, or at least fed him more early in the game, I don't know that the Bears are in that game. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on there. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to discredit the Bears. They played with great heart. They're showing character. They're clearly pretty well coached everywhere except maybe special teams. I don't know if that's coaching or talent or both. But they're short people right now. I look at that Vikings team, I don't think they're short a whole lot. They're short. They're not the Packers yet. They're certainly not, you know, the Patriots, the Broncos, the Bengals, maybe even not the Panthers, but they're definitely in that next group, and that's why I give the Bears a ton of credit for what they did Sunday. They hung with a team they shouldn't have hung with, and they really should have beat them.
Do you think there's any real downside to the Bears losing Matt Forte at this point? Because if you're not going to re-sign him anyway, why not get an earlier and better and more complete look at Lankford?
Well, again, to me, you never tank in the NFL. You don't.
I'm not saying that.
I know you're not. I'm going there by way of explanation. What I was going to say is, you hear people saying, "Oh, great, now they're going to lose or get a better draft choice." That's fine if it's a natural result, you know. But I don't think you do it on purpose. I don't ever want to see anybody get hurt, but there is a benefit to Forte getting hurt, which I think what we're talking about here, which is, you got to find out what you have in Lankford. I don't think Matt Forte was really ever going to be back. I thought that his performance was slipping slowly. I'm not sure how you would evaluate Sunday. I mean, I looked at it a bunch of times. He had, 69 total yards on 14 touches and went down a little less than halfway through the third period.
I thought I'd been slipping too,
The average per carry was definitely slipping. So now you get Lankford out there. The disappointment of that drop throw on third down is that one of the really strong marks he got in his draft report was that for a back coming out of college, he was very good catching the football, very good in the passing game. I think he still will be. He just dropped that ball. You know, it's something you got to learn. You can't let it happen. Ted Ginn Jr. knows a little bit about that.
Oh, my God.
That was the ugliest thing.
That's as bad. That's as egregious a drop as you'll ever see at that level of football.
I don't mean to get off the topic. I still can't believe that. I watch that. He didn't just do that. Anyway, as far as Lankford, no, Dan, you're absolutely right. I mean, you now have the benefit of getting him out there. You find out what you've got. I like him a lot. I like what I've seen so far. He clearly has to work on at least concentration and focus in the pass game. He's also got to work on his pass protection and blocking. But I think you're going to see some bigger plays out of him because he's definitely got more speed. And he's not an inside runner, but he's more comfortable running between the tackles and will find the seams quicker and explode out of there. So I'm excited to see what he can do. Now, but I think Zach touched on something else. You're really in trouble behind him now. You know, the advantage you had with him behind Forte is you had something to look to. I don't think Kadeem Carey can play in the NFL. And the reason he hasn't been dressing is he can't play special teams. But do you want to dress him as your number two back? You know, I don't think so. So they signed this Anton Smith a few weeks ago. I'm not a big Monty Ball guy, but maybe they missed on this because the 49ers just added Pierre Thomas yesterday, I think. And that's a guy I would have loved to have brought in. Not for the future, but a guy who could have really helped you stay competitive. So I guess it almost has to be some Kadeem Carey. Let's hope that Lankford stays healthy.
I've noticed a few mentions. There's been a few. I've seen a little pushback with guys writing, talking about re-signing Forte. And you sound certainly like in your mind, and in my mind too, you shouldn't. But, I mean, no way, right? The Bears are, this is it.
Yeah, I mean, my thought, Tara, was I couldn't really think about it until we got into week 13, week 14, saw where he was at. And then I would only think about it if it was important to him to stay here. If he was willing to take a 1 or 2 year deal at realistic money of about $3 or $4 million a year. I mean, if he had finished this season strong and was willing to stick around for a couple years at $8 or $9 million, then I would absolutely have considered it. But I don't know that he would be willing to do that. I don't know that there's going to be other teams out there looking at him. And we don't know how long he's out for, by the way.
We don't know.
I was shocked because John Fox was actually more forthcoming than usual yesterday and at least saying, I don't think it's season ending. I don't think they'll be having surgery.
He could be lying completely, though.
he could be, but I mean, I was in the room. I was looking. I got a sense that was his idea about being as forthcoming as he's going to be. I also had a sense that he had just said 20 seconds earlier, they're still being evaluated. So I don't know how he knew that.
That's what I mean.
Assume, Well, but I don't think he would have said that if he didn't know what the MRI showed. And so now, whether it's 2 weeks, 4 weeks, or 6 weeks, you don't know with these MCL strains. But if he can avoid surgery, you know, it leaves it slightly kind of on the edge of the table, ready to fall off, that maybe he could still be back for a year or two.
All right, I want to do some more. We got some NFL stuff that we're going to get to after we take a short break, because there's all sorts of things happening in this wacky league of yours, well beyond the Bears, and maybe some teams even more interesting than the Bears. So we'll do that. Everybody keep it here. More with Hub coming your way on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. It's only a couple years ago that Colin Kaepernick was within one completed fade pattern of being a Super Bowl champion quarterback. He was the boy wonder who supplanted Alex Smith when Smith was out with a concussion, and he took the job and literally ran with it. Threw it so well that he got himself a guaranteed contract, which we thought would guarantee him a lifetime of success in San Francisco. The Niners smartly front-loaded that deal and gave him only partial guaranteed money in a team-friendly contract that demanded that he improve his pocket passing skills. He hasn't, and he probably doesn't deserve to start. I think the bigger thing that's at play here is that the Niners are napalming their past. A team that's lost half their players to retirement, and the other half have moved on. The Niners' half-decade run appears to be over, and Cap is out. Where he lands next, that gets more interesting. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
We're looking for health sciences students with heart and drive who want more than just a job. They want a career. If you're that kind of student, you're our kind of different. And our College of Health Sciences has introduced a new medical billing and coding certificate that helps you get career ready in as few as 10 months. DeVry University, different on purpose. Learn more at devry.edu/health.
Course completion assumes full-time year-round enrollment. For comprehensive consumer info, visit devry.edu/UCMBC.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials. Maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
CBSN.
the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glore.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN. CBS News, always on.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
CBS Mondays on NCIS LA.
Wheels up in 30.
The missions are classified.
This is a matter of national security.
The suspects identified.
I need to know where this man is.
Got it.
The team is qualified.
The best of the best.
Sometimes preoccupied.
You're only young once, but you can be immature forever.
That's clever.
And the viewers satisfied.
I am genuinely impressed.
Just doing what we do.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Mondays.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
CBS Tuesdays.
Tell me something interesting.
The city is one of a kind.
You've never seen anything like it.
The team is one for all.
Home isn't a place, it's the people.
And NCIS New Orleans is one to watch.
Exactly.
See why the good times.
You're smiling.
Are rolling.
Well, it looks like they have rolled out the red carpet.
On the hit drama down in the Big Easy.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's what I'm talking about.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan...
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in the family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth. This
is a... I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods. Fridays. Only CBS.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, dude, that was really, really good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Actually, as you know, Sam's going to be with me tonight. I am out at Doc Ryan's in Forest Park. I'll follow you guys from 6 to 10, and he will be here from 7 to 8:30. He is a very, very intelligent, very bright, very well-spoken young man.
Yes, he is.
And, you know, we talked at length both off the air and on the air, and what came out of that for me is that I don't think he was lying to me. Ratliff's teammates didn't see it coming, they didn't get it, and they were on the practice field while it was happening. So this is kind of one of those instances where we assume, you know, teammates, guys must have known something, must have some involvement, must have some opinions, and in this case, they just couldn't because they weren't around it, and they were, as I think, in some respects, as troubled by it as everybody else, and in some respects, you know, just worried about their teammate.
This is going to sound like a silly question, but it's actually a serious question. Why isn't Ken Wisenhunt better at coaching?
Boy, Dan, I think he is. And I just wrote my column. It won't run until Thursday in our Chicago football insert. You can get it in the Sun-Times, the Daily Herald, all the Shaw papers, Northwest Herald. Actually, it's not in the column. It's in the way we hear it. It'll be on the website as well. I think that this is more a product. There's some interesting analogies here, and I don't want to insult anybody in the McCaskey family, but when you look at the Titans, they're another one of these family-owned NFL franchises, the original family, the Adams family, Bud Adams, Kenneth Bud Adams, the second, I think he was, passed away 2 years ago at the age of 90, and he left two daughters and a grandson. He had a son who died in 1987. He committed suicide, and so his grandson has two daughters. And the two daughters, originally it was, I'm going to get their names wrong now, I want to say it was Susie Adam Smith, married Tommy Smith, and he took over the team, and I remember about a year ago, he just said, I'm quitting. I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're billionaires. They have other things they can do. And so the other sister, Amy, I want to say Strunk is her married name, became the voice, the kind of the chairman of the team. She brought back, I'm drawing a blank on his name now, but she brought back a longtime executive who had retired, spent three decades on the business side of the operation. He takes over. They've got no football people running this thing. Rustin Webster is the GM, VP. He's a good, solid football guy. I think he was involved in the hiring of Wiz. I don't know.
God,
that
you go
to
deep
say
in
fire.
Titans people, man. You're pulling names out of the ether
he
here.
He knows.
Well, but what's interesting to me about it is that it's another one of these family ownership things where they just don't really know anything about football. I mean, they're just fans, you know, and they want it to go well. But they're not doing the things you need to do to make it go well. And so in this case, I've talked to a bunch of people around the league, some of my best sources today, and they're all kind of flabbergasted because, you know, you can see, I mean, he was 3-20, I think, in 23 games as the head coach. They've lost, I want to say 16 or 17.
Yeah, 3-20, yeah.
But look what he did with Mariota when he was healthy. Look how competitive they've been. You know, when I hear the Bears say, oh, but for two plays we could be 4-3, I don't know if I really buy that. But I look at this Titans team, and you go watch the tape. They're really a couple plays away from being a 500 football team with a little more young talent on it. So I just think that this was a case of the owner got pressured. She made a choice. I mean, giving the team to Mike Mularkey, here's a guy. He had 2 years as the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, and to his credit, he quit. He didn't get fired because of an argument over where the organization was going. Then he's the head coach in Jacksonville for 1 year, and he gets fired down there. And so now he's coming to a team that just fired their coach after a year and a third. This is just a bad situation. The one thing they do have going there is that Dick LeBeau has been doing a really nice job with that defense. I'm a little surprised, to be honest with you. I would have thought, even though he's in his, what, he's 76 now, I think, I would have made him the interim head coach. I think they would have seen some wins that they're not going to get out of Mularkey the rest of the way.
Yeah, I look at it and I say, well, there's not really defense, but then again, you know, Mariota gets hurt and you lose two games that you're starting a guy that's no damn good. And I mean, nobody's, this is a year, by the way, where it seems very difficult for anybody to win with a backup quarterback. I mean, I know it usually is hard, but this one is like, oh my God, Dallas can't win. Dallas can't win with their guy. I mean, you just apparently you can't win with one of them.
Well, I apologize because I lost you for about a minute there, but I know when I lost you, you were talking about, you know, where the team was at. And going back to Dan's question, you know, Wizard Hunt, he was stubborn. And you talk to people, they say he's got this kind of antiquated offensive scheme where, you know, he wants progressions to come to him as opposed to reading progressions. It's tough on a young quarterback. As good as Mariota was, there is a perception that maybe a different coach could do even better with him. So there were some things going on there. But to fire the guy, and he gave him a five-year contract. I mean, they knew going in that this was going to be a rebuilding process. You give him a five-year deal, and you fire him, you know, what, seven or eight games into the second year.
Yep.
It's a bad football decision. Now, that said, Dan, Wizenhunt is very stubborn, apparently, and probably could have saved his job. But in order to do that, he would have had to do some things that football-wise he didn't believe in. So I kind of admire the guy a little bit for saying, I was trying to win for him. They didn't want to win. Now I'll move on.
My other takeaway from the recent weekend in the NFL Hub was we saw some exciting games. There was some spectacular quarterbacking play. There was some high scoring. And the carnage, the number of season-ending, career-threatening injuries culminating in a knocked-out Seahawk lying there and just completely motionless and finally being taken off the field, needed emergency surgery to stabilize ligaments in his neck. I didn't even really know what that meant.
I don't either. I don't know what
that means. His head was going to fall off. But it was just, we had it all laid out for us on Sunday. We saw every bit of it, every bit of what we love, every bit of what's so entertaining and what's so terrifying about this fabulous, awful game.
It was pretty horrible. I mean, you know, the injury to Forte almost looked benign. That's not the kind of play you normally get a knee injury on, particularly a ligament strain, which we're still guessing is an MCL. I would have thought maybe it popped a patella tendon or it was a bone bruise or a kneecap dislocated, but it was a strange play. On the other hand, the Le'Veon Bell play, that stuff happens all the time.
There's nothing you can
do about it. You know,
I was thinking the same
horrible
thing.
And then the Ricardo Lockett play. And I have an extra takeaway from this, guys, and tell me if I'm being unfair, but unfortunately we see that every once in a while, and almost always players, coaches, sidelines react the way you want them to do, in fear, in horror, in worry about their teammates.
Yep.
Only those two groups of idiots could end up, you know, having a bench clearing situation where they're yelling at each other, you know, like somebody wanted that to happen or somebody did something wrong. They've ruled against this year, changed the rule on blindside blocks. It was a blindside block, so it is a play you can be penalized on. But it wasn't a cheap shot. It wasn't malicious. As a matter of fact, it's the kind of shot that when we all grew up playing the game, you dreamed of getting, you know? And it looked like he caught him full on. It was not helmet to helmet. It was just a horrible collision.
Felt it was dirty.
We know what the end result of it is. And so you see these clowns, you know, I mean, Michael Bennett is yelling at one side and then Dez Bryant's yelling at the other side and it's getting ugly. And then it's just unfortunate. Those two teams, I'm sorry, I just don't think much of them. Seattle hanging around, you know, Dallas can kid themselves all they want, but Romo's not back for at least three more weeks. And so they're done.
The other big story was that Colin Kaepernick is finally benched. I don't know what your people there are thinking. I don't know what Jed York and Trent Baalke are trying to accomplish. And I have never... Ever since the offseason, since they pushed Jim Harbaugh out and went with the current just crap storm of everything, that you really got it to this point. Congratulations. You've got it to the point where you want Blaine Gabbert to play quarterback for you. How do you get here?
Well, you make horrible organizational decisions. And you know, guys, you can't rewrite history. This kid was a Super Bowl quarterback with Jim Harbaugh and Gus Roman there. And he's now going to the bench with Jim Tom Sula and sadly Jeep Christ, who's a friend who I like a lot. But I think he got handed a stacked deck here. Jed York is a young, inexperienced owner with a big ego who decided he wanted the credit for what Jim Harbaugh and Trent Baalke did. Trent Baalke and Jim Harbaugh were two highly competitive, highly talented guys who couldn't find a way to coexist. But I'm pretty sure right now Trent Baalke is ruining the day that he chose which side he was going to be on. Some of it is just bad luck. I mean, you know, nobody saw Chris Borland, you know, credit him for what he did.
Yeah, they lost a lot of players, yeah.
Yeah, nobody saw that coming. Patrick Willis did the same thing. Mm-hmm. Now they got the kid Carlos Hyde is down. Anthony Davis says, I'm taking a couple years off. They've had one, you know, unfortunate incident or piece of bad luck in a row. But at the end of the day, to suggest that Blaine Gabbert is a better... I tweeted it about 1 o'clock this afternoon. If I'm Ryan Pace, I'm on the phone. I'd give him a fifth-round pick for Kaepernick right now. Maybe you still play... Well, it's too late, unfortunately. The deadline has passed. But I don't know if they were willing to get rid of him so much. I think they're trying to make him a scapegoat. That's what they did to Harbaugh, and I think that's what they're doing to Kaepernick right now. And, you know, if ever there was a guy who I don't see surviving past the first year, somebody tweeted, I don't know who it was, but they described Jim Tom Sula as a potato with a mustache, which... I don't mean to be cruel, but it did strike me as a pretty good, it was an image that I believed, I guess is all I'm trying to say. it's a mess out there. I'll tell you, Trent Baalke, guys, is a very talented personnel guy, and I don't know how he works his way out of this, because I think he's fighting from both sides. I think ownership is making it hard, and I think he's been, saddled with some incompetent coaching.
Well, Tim Kawakami agrees with you. He thinks that the hallmark of this regime has been to find scapegoats and set them up at every level before they're even needed, and then just sort of push the button when things go bad when they feel they have to. They think that what was happened, that they undermined Harbaugh the entire time, and that the way they set up the Kaepernick contract with all the numerous outs that were in there, and they tried to set it up, say, look, it's a multi-year deal, but not really, that it was all trying to build in this fear of what if it doesn't work. And the problem is it becomes self-fulfilling prophecy for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, Dan, I mean, what really happened with Jim, and I understand, guys, I don't make any bones about it. I admit my bias. He's a friend of mine. But what happened there was that they were having great success. They knew the next contract was coming. And the owner, he's still only about 34, 35 years old, Jed York, started working a year or two in advance to win that negotiation. That became his his cause, his focal point. That was the most important thing to him. He knew Balky and Harbaugh didn't get along all that well, but they were coexisting and going to Super Bowl. So, I mean, he could have managed it to a long run of success, or he could have managed it to what he did. He created this crisis, and in order to either get him cheap or lose him, he tried to make Harbaugh the scapegoat. Maybe he succeeded in a lot of people's eyes, but who do you think's laughing last now? Look where they're both at.
Yeah, you can call him whatever you want to call him. We've had a lot of fun with him, but and Hub, I don't know how long it lasts. I don't know if he continues to get along with people or he doesn't. But man, that's a hell of a football coach, because he's crazy, and I like crazy. I don't mind his form of crazy, but that guy could coach.
Yeah, and Terry, it's not. I mean, he is crazy, but it's not that he doesn't get along with people. It's that he's crazy, and so you don't get tired of Jim.
Okay. No, I mean, I got you.
Yeah, there's a distinction there. You don't get tired of Jim. You get tired of the craziness after a while. But I think it's got a lot longer half-life with a college team where you're turning over players. I do have to say this, though, which will surprise a lot of people. I felt bad for Minnesota Saturday night, because I'll tell you what, in the last 20 seconds of that game, they needed a head coach. You know, they had a great interim head coach for 59 minutes and 41 seconds. But I don't know if you guys saw or know what I'm talking about.
I just don't want, yeah.
You're at the half-yard line, first and goal with 19 seconds, with a timeout in your pocket, and you try and run some trick formation and let the clock get down to 2 seconds. Then there's a simple rule of thumb. I mean, you play to win on the road. You play for overtime at home. You kick the field goal. You've had all the momentum in the second half of that game. He goes for it. And you know, Minnesota deserved to win that game, and I thought the coach blew it with those last two calls.
Hub, we will be listening when you take over once again at 6 o'clock. Sam Acho with you from 7 to 8:30 tonight at Doc Ryan, 7432 West nice Madison place. Street in Forest Park. We have done our show from there before as well. Indeed,
great
it
place,
is.
Yeah. Great crowd in here already.
Terrific. Thank you, Hub.
Thanks, Hub.
All right, guys. Take care.
The Shift Change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Check them out. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Again, brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Check them out. You'll love them. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Papa John's has the monster deal. Get an extra large two-topping pizza for $12 using promo code MONSTER at PapaJohns.com. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
In the last two games, there's been one play or two plays, maybe even three plays that changed the game. We would be sitting here at 4-3.
But instead, Sam Acho and the Bears are 2-5.
In the last, I think, two drives of each of those games, we've given up 300 yards, which is a lot for two drives. And so we realize that if we just do a little bit more in our preparation, in our practice, take that out, we'll be fine. We'll be totally fine.
It's a similar feeling for Kyle Long of the Bears offense.
You know, we were just looking at that film. We're I know you guys are sick of hearing this, but we are very close on a lot of these plays to having home run plays and being able to stack those explosive runs together.
And Monday's opponent, San Diego, allowing 125 rushing yards per game, 27th in the NFL. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Szabkowski. Bulls are 3-1 this season and going for win number 4 as they're in Charlotte. Tip-off about a half hour away against the Hornets. The Hornets, a winless squad, enter tonight 0-3. Tip-off just after 6 p.m. Bears and Chargers, as Zach was just discussing, coming up Monday night in San Diego. Today, Sam Acho met the media and reporters at Hallis Hall, and Sam's plenty aware that injuries are a huge part of the NFL.
Anytime injuries happen in the NFL, you always got to step up. You always have this next man up mentality. And so we've had a lot of guys either get injured or go down or not with the team anymore. And so we've always seen someone step up, and the same thing's going to happen no matter who it is.
The Chargers haven't won since October 4th. They'll be without their leading receiver, Keenan Allen, as he goes to the injured reserve list today as he has a lacerated kidney. Long-term prognosis good for that. Good news for Jay Cutler as well. San Diego allowing opposing quarterbacks to a quarterback rating of 102.5 against them this season. Blackhawks off tonight. They host the Blues at United Center tomorrow. Today, Buffalo News is reporting that Patrick Kane's accuser no longer cooperating with the rape investigation. NFL news today, Ken Whisenhunt is fired by the Titans. Went 3-20 in a year and a half as the Titans head coach. Running back Joseph Randall released by the Dallas Cowboys. Trade deadline comes and goes. No deals made today. day. Broncos and Browns were very close, according to Adam Schefter, to sending Joe Thomas to Denver, but the Broncos couldn't make Thomas's salary fit under the cap. Browns also expected to start Johnny Manziel Thursday night against Cincinnati. Major League Baseball news, Dusty Baker agrees to be the manager of the Nationals. Brewers exercised their $8 million option on Adam Lind, and Terry Collins gets a two-year extension from the Mets after leading them to the National League pennant. No one would ever turn down a free delicious Subway sandwich, so come celebrate National Sandwich Day today, where you can buy any sub and 30-ounce drink and get a free sub to give away. Who you give it to, that's up to you. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the Radio Home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It is National Sandwich Day indeed. We were talking about it earlier.
Yeah.
We were discussing what we were going to have. See, I'm still kind of undecided on what I'm going to do, because now I'm getting an idea that I'm going to do my... I do a ribeye steak sandwich with grilled onions that I caramelize with a little bit of chili powder, and then put just a tiny bit of A1 on there. Rest the steak nicely and do it on a big warm sub roll. That sounds pretty good too. Two of those. That or an Italian beef. I don't know. Well, anyway, Rudy says, if John Fox walked in to your theoretical room of the Italian beef table of evil spokespersons and he found Hannibal Lecter eating Matt Forte with a side of fava beans, he still wouldn't rule him out for Sunday. He'd be probable day to day, and he'd say, you know, every team has to deal with cannibals. And I'm mad at you guys because after your sandwich segment, I walked a few blocks to go to get my Italian beef. It's an outside little dive place, and they're closed for the winter. Chicago Italian beef is like Chicago Mexican food. It's all good, but still have your spots.
It sure is.
Yeah, you can, there's no excuse for making a bad Italian beef.
That's correct.
There's no excuse. There's a lot of good ones.
It's sort of out there. If you want to, you know, just take a look. Just kind of study what you're doing, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Find someplace decent, and you can look, and you know it when you see it. You can kind of you look at the window, you see the proprietor, and you can get a good sense if it's a good beef or not.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah, you know, a hub likes Kaepernick, or at least would risk something.
I wouldn't trade a fifth round pick.
I was going to ask you. You don't no interest in him at all?
I don't want to go through. We saw that. I don't want to go through that where you're breaking him down, you're rebuilding him. I don't know.
Too much and it's effort. Also, is that what it is?
Well, but you don't want him as your backup. Because all you want...
No, you want... Do you think he can start in the NFL?
Got to be a pretty special circumstance and an intense commitment. I don't know the makeup.
That's called your guy, by the way, a potato with a mustache.
Well, I can't really dispute that. I just still can't believe he's only a year older than I am.
But a potato
with a mustache.
It's pretty good, actually.
Driving around looking for lights.
It's pretty good.
But the issues that I have with Kaepernick are as much about his makeup as they are the mechanics and the game and the throws and the vision about what kind of guy he is.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing, because I think the mechanical part of it And the throws I've seen him make are just like, oh my God, I'm gonna take you and I'm gonna bring you somewhere, and you're never gonna do that again. You're gonna stop being a PUD. I'm gonna make sure you and I think Harbaugh did. I think they coached him up a little bit better. But the attitude, you're correct. That's a different story.
Multiple reports on Twitter say the Colts have fired offensive coordinator Pep Hamilton.
No, not Pep. Pep. Please not Pep. Getting scapegoated.
Seriously.
Yeah, he's not throwing. Is he throwing the ball for Andrew Luck too? Pep? I mean, would they score 17 points in the last 7 minutes? Right? I mean, what? But now he's fired?
Down goes Pep. And we're efforting some Jim Caldwell sound. He went off on the Detroit media today. Jim Caldwell actually came to life. He emerged from the crypt, and he went off on the media for being too negative. Negativity's been here from you all's standpoint, from the media. That's always been a part of this. It's the first thing I think you'd notice here. I think it's called the Dungeon of Doom when I walk into that room sometimes.
It only is if you're coaching.
Yes.
Well, Correct me if I'm wrong. I think that Lions fans, God bless them, whoever's left. Don't they have a right to kind of be a little, like, impatient at this point,
right, Jim? You're going to face some difficult questions when your team is so awful.
Yeah, I mean.
You can't block anybody. Ever. And that's bad.
He's just an idiot.
The media, you finally come to life. You finally have something to say, and it's very negative media. Jim's done too.
Yep.
I would say Jim Caldwell, Jim Tomsula, we can put on our list of the toasty coaches.
Yeah, they're done. Pagano.
Yeah, Pagano's he's done too. Yeah, Pep kind of, that was an old deflector shield getting shot off there, right?
Yes. The next one is dead center on you, yeah, Chuck. But that won't be till after the season, because I don't think there's going to be some Colt resurrection.
No,
I don't. Even though though Houston is tied for first place now, right? Bill O'Brien back in it. 3-5, is that what they both are?
They're not really in it, though.
3-4, whatever. Well, whatever. No, I know they're not, but they're there in that crap division. But yeah, Chuck Pagano, you can lace that one up. He's gone because people, I think, are evil in that organization and drunk. Who else is gone?
He's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. Hub is back talking to you, telling you things.
And he'll be good.
At 6, you've got the score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
At DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, we're looking for MBA students who want to own the room, not just be in it. Run the business, not just the meeting. Because our professors bring real business challenges into the classroom, at Keller, what you learn today can unlock the leader inside you tomorrow. It's what makes us different on purpose. Keller Graduate School of Management. Learn more at keller.edu.
Three kids. David answered Terry's questions, explained the closing costs, and he is helping her enhance her credit that her deadbeat piece of garbage ex-husband destroyed as a going-away gift, so she can secure the lowest rate while saving for a down payment. David also introduced Terry to his team of real estate experts, which includes a realtor to help her locate a home, a real estate attorney, and a home inspector. If you're purchasing a home and you want to work with a knowledgeable and trustworthy lender who will always look out for your financial best interest, call David. 312-751-1333. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. So call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 43358, licensed by DBO under California RMLA, NMLS 19186. PearlMortgage.com/license.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Truck drivers, did you know that Schneider offers an online driving career resource center? Learn how to start a driving career. Explore the incredible range of driving opportunities. Search a customizable nationwide directory of driving jobs and discover the surprising variety of career paths for experienced drivers. Everything you need to accelerate your driving career, including a new in-depth blog, is at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com. Check it out now, SchneiderJobs.com.
Say, thanks, new mail.
There may be a chill in the air, but things are heating up at Sullivan Steakhouse for a limited time. Their signature filet is cozying up to a half pound of wild-caught king crab legs, and it's all yours for only $44. This is a steamy couple you won't want to miss. Hurry to Sullivan Steakhouse.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card, and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the SefQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at SefQ.com/mycard and see why SefQ is not a bank. Better.
Mondays on CBS.
It's incredible!
It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's not a man.
Who is Supergirl?
Supergirl?
Supergirl.
You're her.
Pretty cool, huh?
Callista Flockhart.
This girl is the answer.
And Melissa Benoist.
Earth doesn't have just one hero anymore. Now it has me.
Don't miss the new drama, Supergirl. Mondays, only CBS.
For this.
$10 per line. Need new phones for the family? Right now, get the Samsung Galaxy S6 for zero up front and just...
CBS Sundays. Get hooked on The Good Wife.
I'm Alicia.
I am not worthy.
Oh, my God.
Critics call it hands down the most purely entertaining drama anywhere on TV.
Really?
Yes. Genuinely thrilling.
Is that right?
That's right.
Ridiculously entertaining.
I don't want to be the enemy.
You're not the enemy. You're the devil.
TV doesn't get any better than this.
Good, 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 good.
The Good Wife. Sundays, only CBS.
Tiny is a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Give yourself the gift of sleeping comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Have you met Dez Bryant's pet monkey yet?
Mr. Monkey, the monkey thing is pretty humorous. I am a monkey fan. I can stand in a zoo and look at them all day long and die laughing. And my dad was in the wild animal business and had over 5,000 wild animals. And he always, no matter what, he would hand somebody a card and said, be sure and come out and visit my monkeys. One time this monkey jumped up on the roof of a car you drove through. Well, the people had their windows down on both sides. The monkey hit the driver's side, went through the car, and on his way by, a little girl pulled a bunch of hair out, which that was quite a big issue in the talk of the animal paradise for months ahead.
Hey, Quirky!
Doesn't sound like paradise. Welcome to Animal Paradise.
He's all there. That's the ever creepy Jerry Jones. His father had 5,000 wild animals?
That's awesome.
What, 5,000?
Why are you laughing at the monkeys all day? Maybe they want to be laughed at. Maybe they want to be taken seriously.
Yeah, Des Bryant.
Maybe someone's got a screenplay.
Has a capuchin monkey.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. I am a monkey fan.
I am a monkey fan.
With the monkeys.
I don't know if you want that in your house, though. A capuchin is smart enough that it's going to, you know, turn your stove on. It's going to do all sorts of things. Might even make you an Italian beef sandwich if you train it nicely.
That's it. It's over.
Oh, man, with the monkeys on the cars and he's got 5,000 wild animals, we're leaving. Some quick thank yous. We're going to send it
out. And by the way,
to
your new offensive coordinator in Indianapolis, yes. Chud.
It's really?
Chud, Rob Chudzinski. And the actual wording of their press release, it says the Indianapolis Colts have terminated Pep Hamilton. Not the contract. They have terminated him.
I thought they should have hired Tommy Jones.
Rob Chudzinski.
Yeah, that ought to help.
Yeah, you also had Tommy Chong quarterbacking Hawaii today. All right, thanks to Matt
Snyder. Love it, don't you?
From CBSSports.com, mm-hmm. Zach Zaidman, Glendon Rush. He was great today.
Yeah, it was fun today.
Pete Futak and Hub Arkish.
Take our crack production staff, the best in the business, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
I truly believe that the number one natural steroid is sleep, and the number two natural steroid is milk. Whole milk, three would be water, four would be steak.
Jim Harbaugh with more dietary Harbaugh. Advice for you for steroids.
Kind of with him on that. At least the sleep and the steak. Add coffee and red wine, and then we're talking.
I don't know what he's doing, but I just enjoy it. I'm not sure what he's doing. I love Matt Abaticola. He's Dale Jr. eliminated. The best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
I am a monkey fan. I can stand in a zoo and look at them all day long and die laughing.
What if they're not being funny? What, do they amuse you?
Because they're playing the banjo.
Idiot.
We thank everybody calling, emailing.
Why are you laughing at a banjo?
I am a monkey fan.
The banjo's not funny. It's just happy.
All right, everybody, have a great night. We're sitting out to Hub and Sam Acho, and a terrific guest. If you've never heard Hub and Sam Acho together, you need to stay tuned right here. Chicago Sports Radio 610 Score. Have a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for NFL football. From the preseason through the Super Bowl and all primetime games in between, a production of Westwood One Sports.
We're looking for health sciences students with heart and drive who want more than just a job. They want a career. If you're that kind of student, you're our kind of different. And our College of Health Sciences has introduced a new medical billing and coding certificate that helps you get career ready in as few as 10 months. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn more at devry.edu/health.
Course completion assumes full-time year-round enrollment. For comprehensive consumer info, visit devry.edu/UCMBC.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan...
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in the family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth. This
is our... I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods. Fridays. Only CBS.
CBS Mondays on NCIS LA.
Wheels up in 30.
The missions are classified.
This is a matter of national security.
The suspects identified.
I need to know where this man is.
Got it.
The team is qualified.
The best of the best.
Sometimes preoccupied.
You're only young once, but you can be immature forever.
That's clever.
And the viewers satisfied.
I'm genuinely impressed.
Just doing what we do.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Mondays.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going at the camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is due.